We begin with sitting here in our preferred posture, bringing attention to our bodies, checking to see if we can sit comfortably in this posture with minimal movements, making adjustments as needed. And just as we rest the body on our sitting space, we let the mind rest on the body. Based on this embodied presence of the mind, we'll now continue with the instructions for the preliminaries and first two tetrads of mindfulness of breathing. Having established our physical foundation, we now take a few moments to establish our mental foundation. Setting aside for now our worries, concerns, plans and responsibilities, thoughts of future and past. Working with any hindrances that are present. And then taking a moment to appreciate the wholesome and pleasant nature of a mind temporarily freed of the hindrances. Wouldn't it be pleasant if our minds were always like this? We finish off establishing our physical and mental foundations for practice by taking a moment or two to form our motivation, our intention, our aspiration for this period of practice. Perhaps including the wish that it would benefit others. Returning attention to the body, we move our attention up the spine from the bottom to the top, gently stretching while relaxing and aligning. Then bringing the mind straight into the present moment. Checking and meeting the mind as it is, and bringing mindfulness to the forefront. Taking a moment to notice, and perhaps savor, the experience of the mind when mindfulness is predominant. Then turning this mindfulness to the experience of breathing in and breathing out. Having a clear experience of breathing in and breathing out, we move to the first two steps. Breathing in long, one understands, I breathe in long. Breathing out long, one understands, I breathe out long. Breathing in short, one understands, I breathe in short. Breathing out short, one understands, I breathe out short. Perhaps taking one or a few intentional long breaths here. And as we rest in this experience of breathing in and breathing out, bringing investigation or curiosity to this experience. Giving attention to in-breaths and out-breaths from the beginning through the middle to the end. In this way, allowing the breath to reveal its length to us, breath by breath. Long or short. we've worked with this until we experience a continuity of connection with the breath while knowing long or short. And when we feel ready, we shift attention to the field of the whole physical body. Now the whole body becomes our primary focus of attention, mindfully experiencing the whole physical body. Knowing breathing in and out shifts to the background or periphery of attention. Just experiencing the whole body while breathing in and out. In this way, one trains. Experiencing the whole body, I shall breathe in. One trains. Experiencing the whole body, I shall breathe out. As we watch the bodily activities arising and passing within the field of whole body awareness without reactivity towards them, sooner or later the bodily activities naturally begin to calm. In this way, one trains. Calming bodily activities, I shall breathe in. One trains. Calming bodily activities, I shall breathe out. A deep sense of relaxation and calmness may develop in the whole body. Maybe breath becomes calmer. Maybe body becomes more relaxed, more calm. Maybe peaceful. Perhaps feeling no need to move at all, being physically at ease. At some point, when it feels appropriate, we turn our attention to the feeling tone accompanying the calming of bodily activity. It may be subtle. It may be strong. When you notice a pleasantness, turning your attention to that. In this way, one trains, experiencing piti, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing piti, I shall breathe out. Allowing the pleasantness, the piti, to bloom in whatever way, to whatever extent that it does. Experiencing PT, while at the same time continuing to know in-breathing and out-breathing in the background or periphery of awareness. Sooner or later, the energy of the PT becomes more settled, more quiet, more still. It fades away from the foreground. Or one becomes weary of the energy of the PT, and one's attention turns to something that is pleasant but calmer. Either way, what remains in the foreground is happiness, the happiness of contentment. In this way, one trains. Experiencing happiness, I shall breathe in. One trains. Experiencing happiness, I shall breathe out. This is step 6. Even if there was no PT, no joy, if we can meet that as the way it is, the way it was, then this is an expression of contentment. The happiness of contentment is always possible. Just experiencing happiness while knowing breathing in and breathing out in the background or periphery. Allowing our whole body and mind to be suffused, filled with this happy contentment. Just relaxing into the happiness. Just as we allowed the breath to move into the background, now we can also allow this pleasantness to move to the background. In the foreground of our attention now is open space. Open space in which mental activity manifests in whatever way that it does, as thoughts, feelings, perceptions, intentions, arising and passing. Experiencing this mental activity simply as mental activity. Not getting entangled in it. Not getting caught in labeling it. Just knowing mental activity arising, persisting, perhaps, passing away, while knowing breathing in and out in the background or periphery. In this way, one trains, experiencing mental activity, I shall breathe in. One trains, experiencing mental activity, I shall breathe out. This is step 7. In a sense, we take a step back from the content, from the activity. Just experiencing it as mental activity. Sooner or later, there may be a tendency to latch on to some kind of mental activity. The important thing is to notice when we start inclining towards grasping, towards identifying, towards pushing away. We might notice that the pleasantness of being present is fading away. Or we might notice when the unpleasantness of contracting and grasping begins to be felt. Either way, we can use this as a signal to step back, to let go of the content, to step back to just experiencing it as mental activity coming and going within the spaciousness of the mind. And all the while, in breathing and out breathing in the background. The more we're able to be present with mental activity without reacting to it, without reactivity, without getting entangled with it, the more the mental activity begins to quiet down. In this way, One trains. Calming mental activity, I shall breathe in. One trains. Calming mental activity, I shall breathe out. This is step 8. We're not trying to make the mind be calm. By being present, without being reactive, the mental activity simply settles, becomes more still. Of course, at some point, the mind is bound to wander, to get entangled. When you recognize this, notice it smilingly, without any kind of negativity. In recognizing that you were caught in the content, you're now back in the present moment. If it was just a short amount of distraction, perhaps just recognizing it is all that is needed, and you can return to experiencing mental activity without entanglement. Or perhaps just intentionally taking one deep breath to help settle back a little more into the present moment, and then once again returning to being present with the mental activity without reactivity. If it was a longer distraction, then perhaps returning to an earlier step and gradually moving forward again to the calming of mental activity. Please continue practicing in this way. And when the meditation ends and you're walking, see if you can carry these last two steps into that practice as well. If possible, walking with a calmed mind, a still mind. But when that isn't possible, walking while experiencing mental activity without getting caught up in the activity.